Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yes, this time tomorrow I will be in a drug-induced state following eye surgery, and I'm going to be loving every moment of it. It is 9 minutes after 3 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Welcome to the show. Good to be with you. So we are, Josh Schmidt is at Master Control, by the way. I'm following up on something we did yesterday. And also, in case you weren't listening in the first hour, and if you're on hold, please just bear with me for one moment. I told you that I'd look into this whole issue of, if you have a medical marijuana card, can you still get opiates? People told me yesterday the answer is yes. Two doctors today confirmed the answer is yes. With medical marijuana cards, there's no reason why somebody on a medical marijuana card cannot be on opioids. So, again, two different doctors told me that, two people who know of what they speak. Now, I know what you're thinking. Well, wait a minute. Your doctor has you on opioids. You don't have a medical marijuana card, but if you test positive for marijuana, you're going to be taken off your script. Yep, probably. I know I mentioned this before, of a lady who got taken off of her opioids because they found alcohol in her system. She'd had a glass of wine. So I think some of it is the doctor's own judgment. I think some of it is because there are gray areas in the law which primarily exist, I can't even say primarily, some of which exist between state laws and federal laws. Because, again, remember, and I don't mean to overstress this, but the federal government regards marijuana in the same way as it regards heroin. That is why ATF, if you have a medical marijuana card, they could take your firearms and have your pistol permit revoked. And that is why a lot of physicians are a little bit leery about writing you an opioid prescription if you test positive for marijuana if you don't have a card, because the federal government regards it as drugs on the same schedule as heroin. So you get into this really weird, bizarre area. And then to add to the situation, there's the idea of THC stays in the fatty cells of your body for a while, right? I mean, obviously, the more you use, the more it's going to stay with you. So I still have not figured out how, if you get into a serious accident and you go in for a blood test, and they're going to draw blood from you, it's going to show positive for THC. I don't know what they're going to do as far as DUIs are concerned. I have no idea, because I heard a story today. Again, this is a secondhand story. It happened locally. A dude was supposedly arrested for DUI because of Adderall. That is the story I've heard. I cannot confirm that story. It came to me secondhand, but if that's true, that's just beyond bizarre. I mean, that to me, what is that? Some rookie cop on a mission? 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. And don't get me wrong, I support law enforcement, except a couple of federal agencies. Let's go to Karen in Williamsville. Karen, you're on WBEN. Hello.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Yes, it is. I just talked to the fellow when I first answered in the call, and I was curious because my husband and I have tried at one of the local stores. We've tried some gummies, we've tried some tinctures, and it's just not for us. So we don't need it medicinally from our PCP. But some of the folks I was just listening to, they get this script from their doctor, and from what we heard, my husband works in the healthcare profession, so he's heard some different things where you get the script from your doctor and the patient or us would need to get certified and pay out of our pocket for the certification. And I think it only lasts so long. I just wanted to just throw that out there and just find out as these folks are calling. And I was just curious because maybe other folks are thinking about it and they might be on the fence about trying to do this and that might sway them one way or the other. So
you mean it might sway them because they have to pay?
Right, and go through the certification themselves and pay out of their pocket for the certification. I could be wrong, but I was just wondering if that's the case.
Yeah, I mean, the certification, I don't know what the certification costs because I have not looked into a medical marijuana card, but I'm looking at it right now online, scrolling. I'm sure we'll get somebody who has a medical marijuana card who can give us the answer to your question, how much does it cost? And these dispensaries, your insurance is not going to pay for the marijuana you get at a dispensary. That is out of pocket, and my understanding is the dispensary prices are absurdly higher than the street prices of weed.
Right. That's what I was wondering. And I just figured, all the folks that are out there that are, using that through their PCP for their medicinal reasons of different aches and pains and surgeries and injuries. So I was just curious that way. And that might help some other folks. I mean, I'm not looking for it for myself, but there might be some other folks. I know there's been some extended family that have chatted at family gatherings. So.
Just asking for a friend, huh?
Yeah.
That's what they all say. All right. Karen, thanks very much.
Good luck with your surgery. Take care.
Thank you. Well, I'll keep an eye out for you. It is, I've used that line before, but it's just too good to pass up. 3:15 at News Radio 930 WBEN. So those of you who have your medical marijuana card, you want to tell us about the cost and the procedure you had to go through. Now, what is it? You get your script from your doctor, and then you apply online with New York State, and New York State's got their finger in the pie for how much money, and then how much does this stuff cost you when you go to the dispensary, because street weed prices have been fairly consistent over the past 30, 40 years, as I understand it, even as the potency has gone up. Let's go to the phone number again, 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. And you don't have to give us your real name or your real hometown when you call in. I honestly could not care less. Here is SJ in Williamsville. You're on WBEN.
Good afternoon, Tom.
Yes, sir.
A while ago, I went to my doctor. I was on a lot of opiates, and I wanted to try to wing from them. And I asked to request that to try the medical marijuana. I tried it for a short time. I found it as no use. Did not help. So now I'm back on a low dose of the opiates that I was taking. And, I'm not a real big drinker. I will have a glass of wine here or there. But can I really do it now? No. And that's not a problem. But the thing is, but the doctors don't want you to drink or whatever on these opiates. It's because so many people overdose with the drinking and taking the opiates.
Oh yeah, absolutely. But that's right on the bottle. That's right on the prescription bottle. But my point is, it's a legal thing. And look, I'm not a doctor, but I've never heard of somebody having a glass of wine on opiates and overdosing.
Right.
Not on prescription opiates. That would be a first. Obviously, there's always going to be the exception. There's always going to be the outliers. We talked about that during COVID. But it struck me as being particularly bizarre that this woman had literally a glass of wine. And by the way, I don't even know if she took her medication with the glass of wine. All I know is she had a prescription and it got taken from her because alcohol was found in her system, which I was like, are you serious? But there are medical reasons, but nobody's going to die on, well, 99.9999% of people are not going to die if they have a little bit of alcohol with their opiate. I mean, I'm sorry, but it's just the way it is. But I'm curious, how long did you give the, and no, I'm not a doctor, so always check with your doctor, but how long did you give the medical marijuana to take the place of your opiates?
Roughly about 90 days. What I found was I was feeling a lot more nauseated from the marijuana. When I was a kid, I smoked the street stuff, and the same thing happened. I would get sick, so I wasn't a user of it back then either. So
that's very interesting. Now, as far as the process you went through to get the card, you got the script from your doctor, and then did you have to apply online to New York State?
No, at that time it was the early stages when they first allowed medical marijuana, and I went to an office out here by Sheridan Drive location. I went in there. I paid the fee there, and they gave the card.
And what was the fee at that point for the medical marijuana card?
$250.
$250. And you know, the funny thing is the politicians bitch about the insurance company and big pharma, and the politicians are just as bad. $250 to Albany for a medical marijuana card. Are you kidding me?
Yep.
Unbelievable.
That's out of pocket.
Well, yeah, your insurance company's not gonna pick that up. That is outrageous. And the problem in this state is not that it takes in too little money. It is that it spends too much money. Florida has a multi-billion-dollar budget surplus under Governor DeSantis, hopefully soon President DeSantis, but I digress. I thank you very much for the call, SJ in Williamsville. Did you try your surgery? Thank you. Did you try different strains of marijuana?
Yes.
But nothing worked.
I tried like three.
Well, that's okay. That's very, very interesting. Thank you very much. I appreciate the call. But, you know, folks, it just goes to show you, not every medication works for everybody. You got to find what works for you. My personal motto is don't change a winning game plan. If you've got a game plan that's working for you with whatever is ailing you, stick to your game plan. If that's what's working, stick to it. Why would you change from your game plan? Here is Anonymous on WBEN. Anonymous, welcome to the program. We appreciate the deep secrecy of this phone call. Little black op operation here.
Mr. Bowerly, how are you doing today?
Yes, sir. What do you have for us?
What do you need to know about the medical marijuana? Cost of the card runs probably, if you're all said and done, about $300, and that's all out of pocket. Don't expect insurance to pay for anything. And as far as going to...
Time out. The check is made out to New York State?
No, actually, the check is made out to the doctor who's prescribing.
Oh, really?
For you. Yes.
So New York State isn't getting anything out of this?
New York State, I don't know exactly what they're getting out of it, but you have to get a medical marijuana card, which I'm sure you're already familiar with. And
actually,
they,
I'm not. I don't have one, but that's why we're doing the show.
Now, it's you go to your pain doctor, and he'll. What's neat about my pain doctor is that he opened up a script for me. So I was able to go to the dispensary and find something that actually worked for me. All right, a lot of doctors will just prescribe, I guess, just a certain type, either the sativa or the indica or something along that line. I was able to experiment a lot more with the marijuana, from the vapes to the oil to the solution, the eyedropper solution. I did all that, and I finally found something that worked for me, and I'm kind of sticking to it, but it took me a year and a half to find it. And by the way, all this is out of pocket, too.
So. Well, my understanding is the dispensaries are not cheap. Like, I have a CBD cream that I really like, but it ain't cheap.
No, it's not. You're better off going online and you know, purchasing that way. No, vape, I mainly do vapes. The vape run, they run around $75 to $85.
Per cartridge?
Per cartridge.
Holy crap.
No, this is pretty expensive. I don't do it a lot. I do it enough to get myself out of pain, because I have issues on my back. It works very well for my back. Again, it doesn't take the pain away. Okay, people got a misconception of this. It doesn't take the pain away, but it helps you adjust to it a lot better. And also got me off of the medication that I was on, the pain pills. So if anything. That's a blessing in disguise.
Well, that's one of the goals of the medical marijuana movement has been to get people off of opioids. If that's something that you want to do and you found something that works for you, more power to you. There are some people who cannot get medical marijuana cards because it puts other things in jeopardy.
Yeah, I understand that. I understand that. And, you know, until the federal laws change, that's just the way it's going to be.
It's asinine. But as far as the doctor, we had a caller earlier who said that their doctor also did not prescribe a specific strain of marijuana. They basically were allowed to do what you did and experiment till you found what worked for you.
You have to. You have to. You can't just go in there and for one strain, and pick one that they offer you and expect it to work. You have to experiment with it. You have to try different things that you will find eventually. It took me a year and a half, but I finally found something that works, and sticking to my guns to it because it does work.
Mr. Anonymous, let me ask you a question I've asked a few other people. Let's say, God forbid, you get into a serious accident and they're going to do a blood draw on you and it's going to show that you've got THC in your system. Are you worried that you could be brought up on a DUI even though you're not eyed?
Absolutely. But you know what? I don't drive and take marijuana.
But you don't have to. You don't have to because it stays in your system.
Well, I don't know exactly how long it stays in my system, but yeah, it is. It does concern me, absolutely.
I mean, yeah, the more if you're doing it every day, it would probably take your body at least several weeks to detox, from what I've read. And I don't know how, like, from a law enforcement perspective, I don't know how they're going to deal with that. How do you tell the difference? And this is the money shot question. I don't know the answer to this. How do you tell the difference between somebody who has an acceptable level of THC in their blood and somebody who just smoked an entire bag of Columbia's Finest? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. I don't know what the level of THC got in your system and how that's evaluated. I'm sure New York State will figure out a way of doing it if.
Well, whatever they do, I assure you it will be disadvantageous to the motoring public because all we are is a ready source of cash to the coffers of New York State.
No, that's right. Absolutely. And just the same thing with the marijuana. No, I mean, it's ridiculous how expensive it is. Well, and, you know, I can't really afford it. But you know what? I have to balance out a little bit. You know, do I want to get myself out of somewhat, you know, do I want to get myself out of pain, or do I want to, you know, sit here on the couch and just think about the pain? Well, I want to get myself out of pain because I want to do more things. And actually, with the marijuana, it helps me do a lot more things. I don't want to say that it's a miracle drug, but I'm saying that it does help a lot of people. And I think you're going to have a lot of people, quite frankly, are not going to be calling in, and that's why I'm anonymous, because of the stigma behind marijuana. If you mention to anybody that you're taking marijuana, medical marijuana, it's like, my God, are you on heroin?
I don't think anybody, to be honest with you, I don't think anybody cares. I'd say 90%, maybe more, of my friends are regular users of cannabis. I really don't think anybody cares. I couldn't care less. I thank you very much. I appreciate the call. I got to move along here.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, friends, welcome. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. So following up on a show we did yesterday for a little while anyway, and the funny thing is this all happened based on the show on hobbies we did on Monday where we had a couple of people calling in who grow marijuana as their hobby. That is their hobby. Well, we're not talking about that today per se, but we are talking about medical marijuana or those of you who use marijuana because it gives you some relief. You might have a medical marijuana card. You might not have a medical marijuana card. You might get it at a dispensary. You might get it from the weed guy. My question to you is, how has marijuana helped your life? How has marijuana helped your health condition? Because the guy the other day, you know, he went through a myriad of things that he said marijuana can help. And frankly, we've had some telephone calls over the course of the past few segments of this program, starting with yesterday, which back up the caller that people derive a lot of benefits from marijuana. Now, if you have a medical marijuana card, does it really cost you guys $300 out of pocket? You got that's a little bit absurd. But apparently that's the going rate. And I also understand the prices at the dispensaries are through the roof. But if you are somebody who has been helped by marijuana, medical marijuana, or otherwise. Tell us what it is. Tell us what it did for you and how it positively affected your life. 803, it's like a revival meeting. 803-0930 is the phone number, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. See, there's a whole generation out there. Marijuana, that's what those jazz musicians used to smoke back in the day. But that is that's another generation, frankly. I mean, do you guys with medical marijuana cards really find that there's a stigma to having a medical marijuana card? I know people with medical marijuana cards. I don't think any less of them than I did already. And I know people who don't have medical marijuana cards who smoke grass like there's never going to be another crop coming in. And I don't, you know, it's all cool. They work productive jobs. They're productive citizens. They'd be the first to say, yeah, I'm a stoner. I don't think stoner quite means what it used to mean. I don't know. I'm a little bit wishy-washy on that. I mean, if somebody self-identifies as a stoner, I don't think they're a stoner. Now, that being said, and here we're getting away, I think, from the area of medical marijuana, but I'm concerned about anybody who has to do something a lot each and every day. I have no idea what just happened. In order to function, that is that's a concern to me. Now, we unfortunately, I think we accidentally just hung up on some callers there. All right, the phone number is 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. A couple of quick things. Number one, you can be anonymous when you call in. You do not have to give your name. You don't have to say from where you're calling. Honest to God, I don't care. I think we just want to hear your story. That's number one. And number two, if all you're going to say when you call in is, hey, Josh, I don't want to go on the air, but you are of no use to me, so please don't, because it's just it frustrates Josh and any other call screener that we have working at this radio station. If we had to list the biggest job complaints of anybody working in the next room, it would be answering phone calls that start off with, I don't want to go on the air, but, because this is a call-in show, meaning I talk as little as possible. I let you guys do the heavy lifting, so you got to help me here. As far as the medical marijuana situation, can we get confirmation that it really is a $300 process? Can we get confirmation that a cartridge of properly manufactured marijuana vaping juice is really $75? Is it really that? I mean, the advantage is that, see, back when Governor Cuomo, this is before COVID, when he went on his misguided attack against the vaping industry in New York State. I mean, we all know that Cuomo was just a world-class a-hole. I mean, there's just no getting around it. But we all know, and we should know by now, that was such a misguided attack. Because you know why people got sick when they were vaping? Because they were vaping stuff that wasn't sold at stores. They were vaping stuff, particularly marijuana or THC stuff, that people were making in their basements or their bathtubs, and they were cutting it with vitamin E acetate. That's why people were dying after vaping. It wasn't from professionally made, chemically sound products. It was from people who were doing a little bit of bootlegging. And as a result, he screwed a multi-billion dollar industry in New York State right down the tubes. Right down the tubes. They worked out some other arrangements with some other folks, but it really is. I thought that whole vaping thing was outrageous, and it has nothing to do with the fully disclosed fact that my niece is married to the founder of Yeti Vapes. That's true. But it had nothing to do with my personal opinion. Now, perhaps my personal opinion was influenced by having a little bit of inside knowledge of the situation, but I just wanted to pass that along. 803-0930, are you somebody who is or knows somebody, maybe you're calling for a friend, who has been helped by marijuana, medical marijuana, or otherwise? And do you have any concerns about anything like a motor vehicle accident? Because this is, again, forgive the repetition, but if you're just starting to listen to the show, it'll be new to you. I don't know how law enforcement is going to deal with the whole idea of DUI and marijuana, whether it's legal or whether it is on a medical marijuana card or whether it's somebody you buy something you buy from Weed Guy. I don't know what they're going to do. Typically, if you're involved in a serious injury accident, you're going to get your blood tested because everybody needs to CYA. And of course, you're going to get your blood tested if it's a fatal accident. You know what? Even if it doesn't happen, assume it will. Because just by having a driver's license in New York, you assume what is known as implied consent, meaning that you basically are telling the government by taking the driver's license, yes, if you pull me over or if I'm involved in some kind of a ruckus on the road, I'm basically implying my consent that you can take my bodily fluids and chemically analyze them. And hopefully they won't come back like Toto drummer Jeff Porcaro's talk screen. 803-0930, the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN, or for that matter, Tim Horton's talk screen. Tim Horton was, let's just say, feeling no pain the night of his accident, and the drummer for Toto, never forget this, you remember Toto, Africa, I bless the rain, that one, and Rosanna, and 99, those, and a whole bunch of other hits, right? Well, the story went out, Jeff Porcaro, drummer of the phenomenal group Toto, has died. He collapsed when he was spraying his garden with pesticide, and that was the story. That was a cover story. Weeks later, it came out, well, he actually died from cocaine. Now, whether it was an overdose of cocaine or Bolivian marching powder, if you prefer, or whether it was a coronary brought on by the accelerated rate at which cocaine will harden your arteries, I'm a little bit unclear. But that was one of the most cleverly designed cover stories I've ever heard in the world of celebrity or musical deaths. It was lawn pesticide. No, it was blow. And yet, most of the Eagles are still alive, except Glenn Frey, and that was a stomach issue, not even a cardiac one. Let's go to Chris in the South Towns. Chris, you're on WBEN. Have you thoughts, information, or otherwise?
Yeah, I heard you talking about marijuana. I figured I'm this is right up my alley for you, Tom. I'm 31 years old. I started smoking marijuana when I was 19 or so. Dabbled in it when I was younger than that, but really started using when I was 19. When I was, I got really sick. I had a GI issue, and then they found I had some really bad issues with my liver, and my liver enzymes were through the roof. And at one point, I was on 50 to 60 pills a day. Just going
50
crazy
to 60 pills a day?
Yeah, with the amount of medication they were pumping down in me, yeah. They were trying a whole bunch of different stuff to get me under control and talking about liver transplant and all that. My buddy, who's no longer with us, God rest his soul, he was a heavy marijuana user because he had seizures. Marijuana helped him with the seizures, helped him able to function, be able to pretty much live and
Sir, I want to hear this story, okay? 50 to 60 pills a day sounds like almost a little bit too many. 50 to 60 pills a day. Damn, he beats me by a few. Okay, let's go back to Chris in the South Towns. Chris, thanks, man. I appreciate it for holding on. So anyway, long story short, you had all sorts of health issues. You're taking a bunch of pills. They're talking liver transplant with you. You have a friend who was smoking heavily marijuana before it was even legal or anything like that to help with seizures, and that's pretty much where we had to seize up and do a break.
Yes, sir. So, I'm on all these pills, and my buddy gets me on the whole marijuana kick, and I start, smoking. And at first, I was just doing it for fun. And then I started realizing, over time, the health benefits. Not only that, but it's helping with my anxiety, just my mood in general. And I was just feeling a lot better after any time I smoked. So I started weaning myself off all my medications without my doctor knowing. And when I went in for my follow-up,
You know, they went to verify my medications, and I said, I'm not taking anything. And when she looked at my blood work, she's looking at my numbers, and she's like, well, your numbers are perfectly good. What have you been doing? And I said, I've been smoking marijuana. And she took her glasses down, and she looked at me, and she's like, keep doing it. And then she offered, you know, the whole marijuana card. I declined because I didn't want to get involved, because I can get it on the side, and I'm not worried about all that.
Okay, see, that's right. You're not worried about the quality of what you're buying. You trust your weed guy.
Oh, yeah, the stuff I was getting was very pure. I went from the same source every time, and it was good quality. So I had no issues with what I was getting.
Yeah, I mean, but even now, you know, up to a certain weight, you can have it in your car, and it's nothing.
Correct.
It's like you have a six-pack in your car going home from the grocery store. I had to pick some up. True story. I had to pick some up for a friend, and I had to laugh because I've got this bag of bud next to me in the passenger seat. I'm thinking to myself, this is really funny because even if I get pulled over, this isn't even a crime.
Right? Yep. Yeah, I work at a store. A customer was in the other day, and they almost lit up right in the middle of the store. And I was like, you can't do that in the store. They literally walked right outside the store, and right in front of the door, they just lit up and started smoking a bowl.
Well, see, Chris, this is why we did the show a few weeks back. Hello, I come to America, a very good country, a few weeks back. That's why I don't know what accent that was, so anybody can be offended or not offended. It's your choice. But we did a show about the thickness of the marijuana cloud and any public gathering. And I think people have lightened up on that maybe just a little bit, or maybe it's just the places I go to, because it was bad at one particular event, because whether you smoke marijuana or you don't smoke marijuana, the smell, if you like skunk, you'll love weed smell.
Absolutely. One thing I will say is I am like a very, very heavy smoker now. That's one thing I do regret, is once you start getting into it, you need more and more because your tolerance builds up. I've been smoking pretty much nonstop, daily, every single day, multiple times a day for over 10 years without any break, with the exception of a couple days if I go on a work trip or something along those lines. But one thing I would suggest to anyone who is contemplating in smoking marijuana or getting involved in it is just do a little bit here and there, and don't get yourself heavily invested into it. Because I'm at the point now where I can't, like you just mentioned before I called in, I can't function without it. And it is a difficult, and I do know I have a problem with it, and it is something I have to take into consideration.
Well, you know what? I mean, I think it takes a real man to own up to that. Would you call it I don't understand the difference between a dependence and an addiction.
Well, maybe it's a dependence. I don't know.
Because for years we were told nobody ever gets addicted to marijuana, but what you just told me sounds an awful lot like any other addiction.
Right. I mean, if I start getting low, I'll start flipping out, and I'll start spazzing out and looking for anything if I can't get to, you know, go out to get some or whatever, you know. So, like I said, it's definitely a problem.
See, I wish we could run ads on the radio station and make your life a whole lot easier. But you could actually make it easier for yourself. I mean, you got a job. Just get the medical marijuana card. Even if you don't use it, you don't have to start, you know, looking through shag carpet for bits of bud.
Well, that's what the res is for, man.
Well, exactly. Thank you. And I, right now, 18 guys out there said, I've done that, man. I've done that. Thank you. See, you laughed a little too hard at that one. Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it, Chris.
I appreciate your time. Thank you.
All right. Good luck. And I'm glad your liver thing worked out well. Hey, 50 pills a day, you'd have liver issues too, I bet. Maybe anybody think that maybe that was the problem? Maybe it was iatrogenic? I just am speculating here. All right. It is 3:57 at News Radio 930 WBEN. It is Bowerly. I'm going to switch things up next hour, but I don't know what I'm going to do, because I like to basically call audibles at the line. So your guess is as good as mine as to what's coming up after the 4 o'clock news. It won't be weed. It won't be marijuana. Perhaps we'll talk about Josh Schmidt's personal private life. We may do that. That would be a very exciting 30 seconds of conversation. Well, the dude is always working. What do you want? I mean, he's always here. He lives here. He doesn't have a home. He just sleeps in the control room, works in the control room. His pants stand up by themselves. It's a horrible thing, but that's the dedication he shows to this job.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.